So I mentioned at the end of last week, we were zoche to finish Perek Aleph Mesil Shasham with the Bilvavi, that I thought it would be a nice idea to have a little bit of a break, but to learn something which I wanted to do with the Chevah here for a long time, but I didn't want to interrupt the Mahalach of the Mesil Shasham. But now that we came to a little bit of a safe pasuk, before we enter into the Shar HaZehius of Mesil Shasham, I thought it would be a good opportunity to take probably a month and a half or so, I'm not sure, to learn a piece, a very, very basic, important piece from one of the great tzaddikim of our generation, who's only become recently known, who's called the Chalban, Rabbi Chaim Cohen. Some of you have heard of him. I'm giving shiurim in yeshiva from one of his svarim, Ana B'Koyach. Over the last 2 or 3 years, many svarim have been coming out. Many svarim have been coming out, Talalei Chaim, from the Chalban. Chalban means the milkman. I know that's a strange name, but that's what he does for a living. He's not a delivery milkman. The family has some sort of a milk company in Givat Haim. And he's a big tzaddik, and Jews come to him for brachas from all different chugim, chassidim, and svardim, and lutvish. People come to him from all over. Apparently he was told that the time had come for him to give his Torah to the world and to make himself available to the world. And for us, this is a tremendous chuz. Those who have learned Talalei Chaim know that what's remarkable about the Sefer is that the Chalban has an absolutely astonishing koach of hasbara to explain some of the most difficult, profound concepts in Sisrei Torah, in Kabbalah, in Pnimius. He has an ability to explain them, Rachel Bichaktan, to explain them in a very clear, simple way. When you learn Torah from Chalban, Shas Maisa, sometimes you're wondering, what's the chiddush over here? But then after you finish and you look back, you realize that your way of thinking is different. Your way of thinking is different, and the mind has been uplifted to a different place in understanding one of the yesodos of Yiddishkeit. All of his svarim are introductions to Pnimius HaTorah. He writes that on the cover of each sefer of Talalei Chaim. This is from Talalei Chaim and Bereishis. The timing is perfect. I didn't plan this. I was going to do this regardless of when we finished the first Chelik of Mesil Shasham, but it came out exactly to this parasha. That's what he's going to begin with. The subject we're going to be discussing affects each and every one of us. At this time in history, it could be more than any other time, which is what appears to be the conflict between Bitachon and Hishtadlus. Every single one of us is struggling with that. Bitachon, trusting Hashem, which seems to be saying, work only for what you absolutely must have. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He'll provide for you. On the other hand, the Torah tells us, Chol Ma'aseich Asher Ta'aseh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make a hishtadlus. What is the nature of this paradox, which appears to be a paradox between trusting in Hashem and the effort that you and I have to make in this world to succeed? That's in Gashmis and even in Ruchnis. Bitachon and hishtadlus is one of the most complicated subjects in Torah, or maybe not complicated, most misunderstood. And I felt it would be important because I've been asked so many times by different chaver, how do we create a life as B'nai Torah, as B'nai Torah, as Elach Yidin, where we feel that on the one hand we're being yaitzei the requirement of hishtadlus in this post Gan Eden time that we're in, that we yaitzei the mitzvah of hishtadlus, the requirement to make an effort in this world, and at the same time that we don't cross over the boundaries of the most basic principle of emunah, which is Betach Basham, Re'ei Emunah, which is trusting in God and believing in God. And we've grown up hearing all kinds of stories of tzaddikim who lived who lived very, very simple lives, who lived in poverty, and they trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this worked out, and that worked out, and somehow they made it to the end zone with very, very, very small shiur, a tiny, less than a kezayis, less than a chatzi shiur, of hishtadlus, of making an effort in the inyan of this world. So what does the Bnei Olam want from us? The truth is that the main source of resolving this question, this issue of bitachon vis-a-vis hishtadlus, the main source is in the parasha of Yaakov Avinu and Esav. The encounter of Yaakov Avinu and Esav, which is this week. That's what we're holding right now in Parshas Vayishlach. Which is really amazing how it comes out this way. So the first parak over here is Hakdama. Really today we're just going to have some questions without answers. And we're going to be trying to understand this simple pshat in the hishtadlus that Yaakov Avinu made to prepare for the meeting with Esav. He didn't know what was going to happen with Esav. Each and every one of us has to meet Esav. Esav doesn't have to come in the form of an angry brother. Esav can come in the form of Olam Hazeh, this world, that we have to meet this world. And the question is, how do we prepare to meet this world and the challenges of this world? How do we get ready for our encounter with Esav? So, B'sicha Akademis, Naganu B'inyin Midas HaBitachon B'Hashem. In the earlier Sicha, the Chalban says we were talking about the Inyin of Bitachon B'Hashem. Kakdomis L'kras HaBira B'Hevdel Ben Yaakov Avinu V'Yosef HaTzadik. By way of being Mevarir, by clarifying the differences between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Everybody knows that Chazal blame Yosef HaTzadik for making a little bit too much hishtadlus on his madrega, a little bit too much hishtadlus by asking the Sar HaMashkim to remember him, and the way he said to the Sar HaMashkim, the way he asked the Sar HaMashkim, next week's parasha, to remember him to Paro. Yaakov Avinu is the inyan of Bitachon B'Hashem. Is our model of absolute Bitachon B'Hashem is Yaakov Avinu. Yosef HaTzadik is Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef and his father resembled each other in every way. But here there's a nekuda that makes a difference between them. Also, what we're going to, I forgot to say before, all of this is going to be taking us through the Yontif of Chanukah. Chanukah is all about this inyan of Bitachon and Hishtadlus. Nigash Kais L'Parshas L'Ma'ira B'Tchilas Parshas V'Yishlach. We're going to now look at the beginning of V'Yishlach. Shabay Matur HaMifgash Ben Yaakov L'Esav, where the meeting between Yaakov and Esav is described. La'ach Mikain Naskir Es HaMa'ira HaShayni. And then we're going to turn to the second event, B'Soif Parshas V'Yishlach, that I mentioned a minute ago, at the end of V'Yishlach. Where we need to really, really study carefully the Ishtadlus that Yosef HaTzadik made in order to save himself from the misery of the dungeon, of the bor, of the dungeon of jail. When he turned to the Sar HaMashkim and he asked him for help. Throughout this sicha, we're going to be learning to understand the yisoides, the foundations, the lemaisa of bitachon. And in particular, the relationship between trusting in God and making some sort of an effort, a hishtadlus, in this world. Derech Yisaidus Eilu Nenasele Varis HaMa'oirois HaMa'ifim HaParshas. And by way of being Mavara the Sugya, we're going to, Bez Hashem, we're going to study very carefully these Parshias, what's going on in these Parshias. So we're going to be learning Mitz Hashem, we're going to be learning the Parshias very carefully, and we're going to be learning the Sugya of Bitochen and Hishtadlus, and Mitz Hashem Chanukah also. Imkein B'Parshas V'Yishlach Matua HaMivgash Ben Yaakov L'Esav Kakosav. We're all familiar with these psukim, the meeting between Yaakov and Esav. V'yeshuv ha'malach ha'yaakov le'ma bono l'achich ha'esav v'gamhelech l'kroscha v'arba me'ez ish ima. Yaakov is told that Esav is approaching and there are 400 men with him. V'yira Yaakov mo'id v'yetzaloi. And Yaakov Inu was frightened. That of course raises a big question by us. Yaakov Inu was frightened. V'yira Yaakov mo'id v'yetzaloi. He divided the camp. Everything into two camps. That if Esav attacks one of the camps, that the other camp will survive. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he says that the God of my father and my grandfather, who told me to return to Eretz Yisrael, to my home, and he said, "Vativa imach," that it will be good for you. I'm humbled. I'm not worthy of all of the kindnesses that you've done for me. I crossed the Yarden with my staff, with my stick. Now I'm divided into two camps. Save me from my brother, from Esav. I'm afraid of him. That he's going to come wipe us all out. And you promised that you'll make it good for me. It'll be good. You said I'm going to have children. I'm going to build a nation that will be so great they won't be able to be counted. No, that's the parasha we all know. So the Chaban writes, "On the Yorim, you can't argue with a simple pshat and pasuk that Yaakov Inu was very, very afraid of Esav. It's not understood. Hashem swore to him. Hashem swore to him when he left Eretz Yisrael. I will be with you and I'll protect you. And everywhere that you go, I'll bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. Ki loy ezavcha, I will never abandon you. Until I fulfill the promise that I made to you, I will not abandon you. And even while Yaakov Inu was stuck by Lavan, Nigla Elav Hashem v'amr Hashem. Hashem spoke to him and said, "V'yem Hashem Yaakov shuv elayutz adasechem v'ladatecha ve'yeimach. I will be with you. You can go home. I'll be with you." When they might Yare Yaakov meisav achiv. So why is Yaakov Avinu afraid? Then Yovi kanim abonim. He's going to kill us. Why is he afraid? So the answer that we're most familiar with, of course, to that question, which comes to us from Chazal, Rashi, what's the answer that we're most familiar with? What was he afraid of?
Chet.
He was afraid, Shem Yigam Achet, that since the time that Hashem promised me until now, maybe I'm no longer worthy. Something has happened in the meantime. Not that I don't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't trust myself. And how do I know that I'll be worthy in the future that this promise should be fulfilled? So, as a result of this lack of trust in his own worthiness, which seems to be a very good midah, he was afraid, Shemi Yugam Achait, and he will no longer be worthy for the promise to be fulfilled. That's what we're familiar with, and that's what we were taught. And Chazal say such thing, it's true, but we need to understand it. The emphasis is it doesn't really answer the question. And we need to understand that on a deeper level. And perhaps when we do, then it can answer the question. But the way we learned it doesn't answer the question. Before we go further with this, of course, we always have to begin by reminding ourselves, we're not talking here about another guy. We're talking about Yaakov Avinu. And that's important, because sometimes you hear from Kalim, people with Kalis Rosh, that they say Divrei Torah, and they write even books with Divrei Torah, that they speak about Yaakov Avinu. They speak about the obvious Nemos, like the other people, like Stam, like us. We're talking about Avosenu HaKadoshim. Avosenu HaKadoshim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Shegoyvam Nisa Adroim Shemaya. We're talking about people who Mamish can't be Nasik, their greatness. Every single thing they did was mamish filled with mysteries and secrets of the universe. Shein lanu shum hasaga b'hem, that we can't understand. Nishmasim shel avoseinu hakadoshim hikifa shamayim v'aretz. Their neshamas encompassed heaven and earth. Kol hadoros es kol hadoros kulam. And every single thing that they did, and every single thought, word, and action that we see from the avos and the imos had to do with all future generations till Mashiach comes. It wasn't stam. It was everything. Every single thing that the others did was with that vision of from the beginning till the end. They didn't do anything for the moment. Everything they did was forever. Everything was so carefully weighed and measured. Every thought, word, and action of the Ovis and the Imos. Therefore, we can't truly ever understand the depths of what they were doing. Vavgarga kotm ikvas tzadeyem, really even a little bit of a granule, a crumb. A grain of sand of their footsteps. We don't understand. So why bother? But the Rosh Hashanah wants us to learn Torah. And he doesn't only want us to learn Torah because it's interesting, we could say all kinds of nice things. He wants to learn Torah because myself is similar to him. He wants us to study the lives of the Ovis and Imos with a microscope, with a super duper nuclear atomic microscope, to study the Mice and the Ovis, and every year to learn and to reveal more and more and more so that we can live in a way that somehow, as Mosai Yigil Mice, the Mice Avise, Avim Yitzhav Yaakov, that we could somehow connect to that truth of the Ovis and Imos. And therefore, Chachma Yisrael in all generations, mitoch yira adira, with tremendous, tremendous awe and fear. Omlu lahavin velulmad izdachi of a senekadoshim, omel, they worked very, very hard to try to understand the ways of the Ovis. Shkein loy lachinam nichtavu parashas eilu. If Hashem Yisrael wanted these parashas to be written, it's so that we learn from them. Elulamdenu Orchas Chaim, to teach us a path of life. Umagam shemetzuvim anu lulmoid me'avasenu v'lelechas bedarkam, so we could live it in whatever way possible, that we could try to resemble them. Umayseh avas simen v'adroch labonim v'sheyavor l'achareim. L'chein mitach zehirus of Yer Rabbah, therefore with great caution and fear, umitach havana she'en lanu shum asogim v'kidushosim shel aveseinu, and with the humility to acknowledge that we don't understand the kedusha of the others. Nigash lezbeinim b'parsha al pima shahirunu chazal b'medrash. Let's try to understand the parsha according to the way Chazal taught it. Chachmi Yisrael mahalcha dayos kulam, and Chachmi Yisrael taught this parsha of Yaakov and Esav through the dayos. Lachak domach shuvezu no shuveling. Let's go back. On a moitzim shachacham b'medrash shalu al yirasa she Yaakov hinu. As always, Chazal are not afraid to ask the big questions. If Chazal would have been, it would be in modern day yeshivas or classrooms, they would be kicked out for their questions. You can't ask the questions that Chazal ask in the classrooms nowadays. They kick you out. They'd say you have sveikis in the moon, and maybe you're off the derech. You could ask the questions that Chazal ask. Chazal ask the real questions. Yaakov nosen loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu remez v'loy chash shnama v'hina nechi imach u'shmarticha. Like, what's the problem? The Baruch Shalom told Yaakov Avinu, I'm with you, I'm going to watch you, I'll take care of you. V'hoi mefached v'yorei shnema v'yira Yaakov moed v'yetzaloy. And still Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Odom shakadosh baruch hu hivticha hayor mefached. The Baruch Shalom made a promise. If Hashem doesn't go back on his promises, Hashem made a promise, I'm going to watch out for you, I'll take care of you. Say that. That's the answer that we're familiar with from it goes back to the Mechilta, that Yaakov was afraid, maybe who knows with my sins in the meantime, I don't know if I'm still zoich for such a thing. Fine, that's the Mechilta. Climber. Chachamim oimim shi Yaakov ino hayoyori shema chote behayoyisei etz olovin. Well, he was by Lavan for a long time, and he was afraid that during these years something went wrong. Since he got that promise, it was a while back, and he's afraid that maybe things are not the way they used to be. So maybe he's no longer worthy of the protection that Hashem promised him. Perhaps Esav could harm him and his family. So according to the Medrash, Yaakov Avinu's fear is well founded, and it itself demonstrates a certain Yirat Shamayim, that a person every minute of his life has to be choisha, that maybe I'm not the person that I was, and maybe I'm no longer worthy in God's eyes, and therefore I have to make myself worthy. So that seems to be a very good thing. Why should I be samech on Hashem's shvua, on his oath? He made that shvua to the Yaakov Avinu that I used to be. Do I know that I'm still that Yaakov? We see this in the Tanchum also. Also, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says Al Tira Yisai, don't be afraid of him. Al Tira Yisai, don't be afraid. So you see that Shlomach says in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tomei. We learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Fortunate is the person who's always afraid. So this fear, according to the way it's understood by Chazal here in the Tanchuma, on the part of the tzaddikim, is well founded. Kachi midas achasidim. The Medrash says Tanchuma. Kachi midas achasidim. Afa pishagash baruch hu mavtichan. Einan park in Yira. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made promises to them, they don't remove the fear from their hearts. Chain biYakov k'siva Yira Yakov ma'od lomen isyari. Om Hashem niskal kalti yitz lovin beklu. Maybe I did something wrong by when I was by lovin. K'siva la Yira b'cheir v'asdava v'shav me'acharecha. V'nichani HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned me. Maybe he's given up on me. Maybe he's left me. I didn't live up to the standards that he had expected of me when he made that promise. So maybe now he's left me. So I'm no longer protected. V'af Moshe Tofes is Hayir B'derech Aviv. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from here, from the Elta Zayde, he learned from here that it's a Midah Tova to feel unworthy and to be afraid. V'lom in this Yare. Om Hashemah Shema Malu Yisrael b'Melchem Asichen Reinis Kalkalu Ba'aveir. Maybe there was something that took place that was wrong in the Melchem Asichen, and maybe I lost somehow my worthiness and I didn't handle the situation the right way. Amal Kishbaruch Al Tira Kulan Hishlimu B'Tzedek. Everything is okay. So the Bereshit tell him Al Tira. That's why you don't tell somebody don't be afraid if he's not afraid. If you say to somebody don't be afraid, it means he's afraid. On the Rayim Befeirish, Shemidos Mishal Tzadikim Ilyos Beyira Ubechshash Shema Hinichem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bein Chatayim. We see that as a mitzvah of tzadikim to be nervous, to be worried that perhaps Hakadosh Baruch Hu has shifted away from them because of some sins, even though there would be very, very tiny or subtle sins, but something. Loyli Yishoyin Al Shavuos Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not to rely upon Hashem's oath, Hashem's shvuah. We see beferish that Yaakov did not rely upon Hashem's shvuah. Therefore, not only did he daven, that was one of the types of ishtadlus he made, but he also prepared in two other ways, with Doron, with a gift to soften Esav up, and with Melchama, and he got ready to fight if necessary. A couple of psukim that made me uncomfortable when I was a kid, and it still makes me uncomfortable after going over it so many years, about how Yaakov Avinu had to make himself into such a shmata to Esav. Bothers us that Yaakov has to do such a thing. And they see that there's a cheshbon of how many times he bowed down. But it bothers us that Yaakov Avinu to Esav to such a thing that he had to make himself. He had to humble himself to the Rasha. Mamas called him Adoini, Avdecha. The lashonis that he uses, Adoini, my master, Avdecha. Kedei lelachis ba'arma, in order to go in this deceptive and crooked way, the ligra makach she'esav yispayes, in order to try to appease Esav, v'lo yahargeyu, that he shouldn't kill him. Avdecha Yaakov. As I said before, this mahalach of Shema Yigra Machet, this mahalach of the cause of Yaakovinu's fear, it's hard to understand. Once you begin to dig deeper into Chazal, it's hard to understand this. Reish is on a rhyme shah, Avraham Avinu nenes al kach sheshol b'ma eda kirishana. First of all, Avraham Avinu was punished because he asked, "Bameida kirishan, how will I know for sure that the inheritance that you promised to sell and so on? How will I know for sure that it's going to be mekuyim?" You could just say he was afraid. Also, Hashem yigam mechay. Hashem told him, "I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael." So now he's asking for some sort of reassurance. So the easiest answer would be he was afraid that maybe Shemi Yigam Echei, maybe he was no longer worthy, or his children wouldn't be worthy, and so on. Avraham Avinu was promised by Hashem that Eretz Yisrael would be given to us. And he was asking, Ulai Yechtu Banai, seems like a legitimate question or concern, that maybe you were pleased with me, but how do I know that it's going to be okay with all of my children and grandchildren? I don't know that they're going to still be holding by this, and they're going to be worthy. Maybe they're not going to be zayich, they're still not going to be worthy. The kate said, "Eda shirishan." Therefore, how do I know that in the end it's going to turn out good? V'ilumaisim toivim nasa shifti chunu esarts. I did what I was supposed to do, but how do I know that my children and grandchildren and great grandchildren are going to be able to live up to your expectations that they should be zayich for Eretz Yisrael? Well, then nenesh Avram, and we find that Avram was punished. Chazal said to us that Avram was punished. Shepikpik lechayir b'shavos Kadosh Baruch Hu. How did he have any questions about Hashem's promise? Hashem made a shvur, I'm giving it to your children, to your grandchildren. So how can you have questions? But me'eda, I'd like to have some sort of a guarantee or reassurance. Kach oyim chacham b'medrash. It says b'feris in medrash. And picked up loza. Reb Yerchin ben Zakkai pasach. B'yom hu karas Hashem es Avram bris leima. Hashem made a bris. Omar Avram l'shem kadosh baruch hu yibon kol olam. Hein li lo nesat dezer. If ato oyimre elai lezarachad nesat yisaretz. But me'eda ki yishana. I don't have any children. I don't have any children. And you're telling me that this is going to be to my children. I don't have any children. So what do you mean? B'me'edah kirishana. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu Avram. Kol ha'olam kula b'dvarai hu oimein. What do you think? The whole universe is because of what I say. There's no universe, there's no world because without my keeping my, sticking to my words of hu amar v'yei, of saying and creating and, no, there's no world. So Hashem says to him, "Ve'inat amamim b'dvarai." What, you don't believe what I'm telling you? You don't believe me? The whole world is existing because of my what I say, and you don't believe me? You, Avram, you're asking me a question. B'me'eda kirishana. Chayecha shnei pamim yadoa teida. So Hashem says, "Yeah, you're going to see yadoa teida." V'yomel Avram yadoa teida, which means golus. You should know that your children are going to end up being enslaved. So the simple pshat in the Medrash, the Moral Ramban, is a very, very beginning. But the simple pshat in the Medrash is that because Yaakov Avinu asked the question by Me'eda, that brought about Golus, Mitzrayim, and so on. That's a pretty serious thing. So what's wrong with asking? Yaakov Avinu seemed to be fine. By Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be fine. Not was it fine. It seems to be a maila that a tzaddik is worried. On the Rayim, so the Chalban explains, writes, on the Rayim, she read this Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Nigrima, Me'apikbuk Shalavram, Chalila, Bafta Chalsuk Ishbarhu. Seems to the Medrash that the whole Golas Mitzrayim, Yadoa Teda, that the whole Golas Mitzrayim came as a result of Avram Avinu's questioning Hashem's promise. וכך אומרים חכמים ששיבת מצרים בו בגין שאלו של אברהם אבינו. חז"ל say that, כמו שאין מציני במדרש, we find in the Yalkut, שדורש את הפסוק וישימו אלוהים כסלם, ולא יהיו קו ויסם, שבוטחו בקדוש ברוך הוא, ולא היו קו ויסם. It says in the פסוק, וישימו באלוהים כסלם, that we placed our faith in הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולא יהיו קו ויסם, not to be like the others. Shabbatcha b'kadosh baruch hu. Lahayu kav. Not just forget. Shabbatcha b'kadosh baruch hu. I'm sorry that they placed the in avodah zarah their faith, and they were not like their ancestors. Shabbatcha b'kadosh baruch hu. Lahayu kav vayisam. K'maravam shalei botach v'shav meidno. The first way is right. Confusing. I'm sorry. In other words, they placed their faith in a kadosh baruch hu, not like the others. Meaning, not like Avraham Avinu who asked by me'eda. So we see that it's a chesar. It's a chesar. In Canada, because so it's hard to understand. Halalafima Shirinu Bidivekham Yaqib Avina Shiro Sais in the Khaina. We learned that Yaqibina's fear was legitimate, it was good. Shkachi Darkim Shah Hasidim. That's the way of Tzadikim. Shinim Shainim Khadelim Lyos Yurayim. They never stop being afraid and worried. Shema Yigur Machait, that maybe there's a sin, either in the past or there'll be one in the future. But for whatever, it won't be, the promise will not be able to be fulfilled. So why was never Avinu's question a good question? That even Hashem promised him Yerushas Aretz, Eretz Yisrael. Why can't we just say that Avinu never doubted Hashem? If he doesn't doubt Hashem's ability to give Eretz Yisrael to us, and that he's not going to keep his promise, who Shema Yigur Mechait? Why can't we just say that Avraham Avinu was afraid Shema Yigur Mechait, the same way like Yaakov and Moshe? That his children and grandchildren are going to be unworthy, and we're going to throw away Eretz Yisrael, and not because Hashem is not prepared to keep his promise, but we didn't keep our end of the deal. How do we understand that Yaakov was afraid, and he made this whole big hishtadlus, and he made himself into an eved mamish, like he was a nobody and a servant of Esav? And we don't find that Chazal critical. They say kachi darkim shel chasidim. This is the way of the tzaddikim. Ben Avraham Avinu. But by Avraham Avinu, Shirak Shal, all he did was he asked Bama'eda. He asked Bama'eda. What reassurance can I have that we'll get that my children will inherit Eretz Yisrael? He's already punished by a Kodesh Baruch Hu for asking something that was not appropriate. Page 3. It's all right. As long as everything is here, it's okay. Fine. That's Aleph. It's a big question. Page 3. Zois ha'sheila harishayna. That's the first question. In addition, we have to ask. Reinu b'medrash. We find in the Medrash that Yaakov is praised. He was afraid that he wasn't worthy because of any sin. He was afraid that Hashem left him, abandoned him, because he wasn't worthy. Even though Hashem promised him, Chazal praised him. From here we learn that sometimes it can happen that a person does things that are not good, and because of these things that are not good, he messes up and he no longer is worthy of the oath that Hashem made to him. It sounds like Chazal are telling us that Hashem will retract Hashem will back off or back out of the shvu that he made. Begin ma'isim roim shel adam. That if we don't keep our end of the deal, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not chuyev to keep his end of the deal. This itself is hard to understand. Why? Because there's a very, very, very big yesod in Hilchas Nevuah. That if there's a Nevuah L'toiv, if there's a Nevuah L'toiv, Hashem Sparach doesn't back out. Shalei Hagemara Aimeres Klal Gadol Ma'od Binyani Nevuah She'en Kadosh Baruch Hu Chayza By Medvarim Toivim She'Hivtiach Lebriyos. From Peronius, if Hashem said you're going to get it, I'm going to get you, and we do tshuva beside it. When it's a bad thing, then Hashem Sparach says, okay, you did tshuva. Forget it. You're okay. But when Hashem makes a promise that it will be good, so he doesn't back out of that. Even if we sin, even if we're not worthy. The Kachayim Chacham Gemara, it's Gemara in Brachis in the first parrot. Amar Reb Yerchan Mishum Reb Yosi called Dibur V'Dibur Shiyatzim Pikash Baruch Hu L'Toiva Afil Al Tnai L'Chazar Bay. Anything that came out from Hashem's mouth, L'Toiva, that he promised something good, even if it was said Al Tnai, even if it was said it'll be good if, even if Hashem's made it Tnai, L'Chazar Bay, he doesn't retract, he doesn't back out. Or you don't Gemara Shabbos. Domer Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Ma'olam Yod Samida Toiv Migash Baruch Hu V'Chaz Arba. Hashem doesn't go back when it comes to a Mida Toiv or something good that he said. He doesn't back out. Hanochazu he Yisoy Gadol Ma'od B'Tor. This is a very big Yisoy in all of Yiddishkeit and Torah that Hashem Isbarach is going to stick by his promise. Our whole existence is because we believe in Hashem's promise that this is all going to be finished and we're going to come back to Yerushalayim with Mashiach. If our lack of good behavior can jeopardize the requirement of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill Havtacha Toivah, so we might just open the window and jump into the water. What's the tachlis? As far as behaving properly, we've proven ourselves over the years, time and again, for not being the best boys and girls. So all of Klai Yisrael could just forget the whole Haftacha, all the Haftachas of Tanakh, if the Haftachas L'Toiva can be retracted as a result of poor behavior. See, Yisoid Gadol Ma'od B'Tor, this is a very big Yisoid in all of Torah. The Torah gave us a way to test a Navi, to see if he's an Emes Navi, if he's a real Navi, if he's a true Navi, if he's speaking the truth or he's lying. The Kach Emes HaTorah, it says Beferish Nechumish, V'chisoyim Abilav Avecha Eicha Neides Adav Ashali Dibrei Hashem. A guy comes and he makes himself a Navi. How do we know if he's a Navi Emes or he's a Navi Sheker? So the Torah says, he says something in God's name, and it never happens. He says in Hashem's name, this is going to happen, it never happens. That means Hashem didn't say it. The Zodoy in Dibre HaNavi, this Navi is a Navi Sheker. He said it bizarrely. He said intentionally to try to fool us. Don't be afraid of this Navi. You know, whatever, don't be afraid of him. V'amnam yadu hadaver shem ha-Navi misnabi nevuas peronis. However, we know that if the Navi comes and says a nevuas peronis, means he says that something bad is going to happen. God told me to tell you that this bad thing is going to happen. That Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. It comes and says a peronius. V'am Yisrael chayze b'tshuva. If in the interim we are chayze b'tshuva, v'vadesh kash baruch lo yikaymis a nevuah v'agzeret is batal. So good. And then we know that if it's a nevuah of peronius, something bad, then we can do tshuva and Hashem will batal peronius. Even by Ninvei, Hashem did that. By Nineveh, which is a city of Goyim, Hashem did such a thing. there was a nevuah of Nineveh Nehepeches, that in 40 days Nineveh was going to be overturned, was going to be destroyed. And they did tshuva, even though the quality of the tshuva was questionable. Yonah certainly didn't believe it. Nevertheless, besides that, they turned themselves around. So Hashem said, fine, okay, canceled. So the Navi says in the Vua of Perani is something bad, and the Vua was not Miskayim. So the Navi said something bad is going to happen, and the bad thing didn't happen. That's not any kind of proof that he's a Navi Sheker. That doesn't mean that he's a Navi Sheker. Okay. Hail in the Vua is. Therefore, how do we test the Navi? You can't test him with a Nevuah of Peronius. Because of the Nevuah, with a negative Nevuah, it could be that we were Zarecha, somehow we did Tshuva. So how do we test him? The Rambam writes, in Yisoyed HaTorah, that the good Nevuahs, the positive Nevuahs, that's the test. Because of this great principle, even if we sinned, Hashem does not back out of a good nevuah, and therefore zaklal b'chinas neviim. Shemisnabu nevuah toiva v'ileis kaima. Therefore, you can't test the nevi with a bad, with a negative nevuah, but with a positive nevuah. And it's not Miskayim, it doesn't come about. He's a Novi Sheker, Chayv Misa. He's a Novi Sheker, Chayv Misa. We're not going into the halachas where he says something that's going to be in 100 years or 200 years. Not going into that. But this is the test of the Novi. And the Rambam writes this. Beferish in Yisrael, there's a famous Rambam in the 10th parak. The Novi says scary, upsetting punishments and so on for the future. You're going to Shema plenty yomas, this guy's going to die. Ashana plenty is rav, or this year there's going to be a famine. Or milchomer, or war, v'cheitim edvar meilu. Imloy omdu dvar, if the words of the Navi do not materialize, imloy omdu dvar, ein bezak choshel nevuasa. That doesn't necessarily undermine or prove that the nevuah is false. We don't say that he said and it never happened. He brings the psukim actually from Yonah, and he says, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed, is Hashem is forgiving and compassionate, v'icham l'ra, v'abshu she'osu tshuva, v'nisla lechem kanshi nidvei. Could be that the nevuah was a true nevuah, but in the meantime, we did tshuva. V'nisla lechem, they forgiven kanshi nidvei, like people of Nidvei, v'shatolam k'chizkiya, the Maisa v'chizkiya. Avlim hiftiach al toiva, the Rambam says. Avlim hiftiach al toiva. If, however, the Navi comes and says a promise that Hashem is going to do something and it's good, lo mashiach kach v'kach, it's going to be like this. Lo yibah toiva shomar, and the toiva that he promised does not come about. Yedush Navi sheker. We know he's a Navi sheker. Why? Shekol dava toiva sheigzah hakel. I feel al tnai. And the Rambam brings the Gemara that when the Navi makes a promise, even if it's on a tnai, Hashem doesn't retract. Whatever happened over there, not going into. The Ram says that only when it comes to the good nevuahs, the good promises, can we test the Navi. Ben Ozer, Kshehoye Yimye, Nisnabe Lura, Vachanani Lutova, Umloy Lachanania, Imlo Yamdu Dvorai, Ein Bezerayish, Ein Shani Novi Sheker. Yimye says to him, because Yimye said the Nevuahs of Peroni is bad stuff, punishments, so the Yimye says that if my Nevuahs do not come true, that's not a Raya that I'm a Novi Sheker. Because this Novi Sheker, Hananiah, he was saying, nah, it's not going to happen, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it, Yerushalayim's not going to be besieged, there's not going to be any Churban, everything's okay. Everything's all right. Just send your check to my P.O. box number, and everything will be fine. And don't forget to pay the Gabbai on the way out. you'll be taken care of. Hashem's, everything is fine. So Navi, the Yirmiyah says, but if what you're saying is not going to come out, it's going to become known. I'm warning you. You're saying all these good things, everything's beautiful, the future is great, there's not going to be any chorban. Everybody's going to know you're a Navi Sheker. That's the halacha. Therefore, when there's a nevula toiva that he says in the name of Hashem, that's the test to know whether he's a Navi Emes or he's a Navi Sheker. Nimtz shiklal zeh, so the Chalban explains this klal she'en kesher baruch hu choyzer b'im nevua toiva, that Hashem does not retract a nevua toiva. Hu yisodi kol kach, is so basic, it's so important. This is the klal by which we test whether a Navi is a Navi Emes or a Navi Sheker. And you kill a person with this. You kill the guy. This is the proof that he's a Navi Sheker. He said on the rule of Toiva, and he says, hey, what's the matter? In the meantime, people sin. Really, really, it was supposed to be good. I was right. This Navi Sheker says what I said was true. And the rule that I said, God told me, I swear to you, God told me to tell you, it's going to be good. There's not going to be any chorban, everything's going to be fine. What can I do? In the meantime, you messed up. Doesn't help. This Navi is a Navi Sheker. Hashem does not retract a positive Navua, a good Navua, and this Navi Sheker is killed. In Cain, Kosha the Ramayin. So this is a big question. We find it in this parasha. Yaakov was afraid that Hashem abandoned him. Hashem told him a beautiful, positive thing. Hashem told him, I will be with you. I will guard you. That's a nevuah l'toivah. That's a shvua that Hashem makes l'toivah for the future. And he still has a cheshbon. How do I know? What have I sinned? What if I wasn't good and I'm no longer worthy? This promise should be kept. It's mashma that according to Yaakov Avinu, Hashem could retract an oath that Hashem himself made, l'toiva, that Hashem could retract. What's going on? In addition to this, there's another question. Yeshilish lishis. Hine onoroyim b'mekormes acherim shechacham mevakrim es Yaakovino al shi esyarim yeisa. We do find other mekores that tell us that in Chazal that Yaakovino was criticized for being afraid from Esav. Reishis onomoytsim b'kores al turn it over. Al etzema ha'uvda, we find that he's criticized for the very fact shli botach b'Hashem, that he didn't trust in Hashem. V'sheinus on emoitzim b'kares al shechnia atzmai mul Esav. Chazal were not happy with this whole submissiveness, this whole humility thing of Yaakov Avinu with his brother. V'kach oimer chacham b'medrash al kach shli botach b'Hashem. And that's what it says in the Medrash. Vayir Yaakov moed v'yetzaloi, Rabbi Pinchas v'shem Rabbi Ruvain, Shnei bin Adam eftichen agash baruch v'nisiyaru. Habokh shabobis, babokh shunavim. Just it seems to be the opposite of what we learned before. We find two people who Hashem made promises to them, and they were afraid. The most chosen of the Ovis, the greatest of the Ovis, Yaakov, you know, v'habokh shunavim, and the greatest of the Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem had to tell him, al tira. The greatest of the others was Yaakov. Hashem promised him, I'll be with you. And he was afraid. That he was the greatest of all the Nevi'im. And Hashem promised him, I'll be with you. Don't be afraid. You only say to somebody who's afraid, don't be afraid. If someone's not afraid, you don't tell them, don't be afraid. Somebody should be afraid. So here the Medrash comes down hard on Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, mamish. Rabbi Brachi, Rabbi Chelva, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achim, B'Shem, Rabbi Nosson, Ru'uyim, Ho Yisrael, Kil Yib, Mei Haman, that the Jewish people were worthy of being of being liquidated, being destroyed in the days of Haman, in the days of Purim, ilulei shenisbach adayit al das hazokin avihem. If not, what? Ilulei shenisbach adayit, if they would rely upon the das of their zede. Amu ma avinu Yaakov v'shetichagish baruch hu v'amaloi hina neichi imach. They said, Ma Avinu Yaakov, our grandfather Yaakov, Hashem promised them befeirish. So Amal Avinu Nichimach, Nisyare, and Yaakov, the grandfather was afraid. We didn't hear directly from God. We never heard a word from him. He didn't speak to us. Yaakov was told by Hashem not to be afraid. He was afraid. He was promised it will be good, and he was afraid. So us, Allah has come of a kama. Kusha Navi men kantel yis yisrael v'aymalahem. And this is what Am Yisrael is being criticized for over and over again by the Nevi'im. V'tishkach Hashem Yisrael Neit Hashemayim V'yaisach. You have forgotten God who created you, and he spread forth and made heaven and earth. Om Elohein An Shisun Kuma Shachacht, and you have forgotten. Ma Om Elohein Koy Om Hashem Nimaldu Shemayim Ilamala Im Re'isem Shemayim Shemot V'Aretz Mismaitetom Nitiyah Shemayim V'Aretz Lahayu Lachem Lilmait. Did you ever see that the heaven should fall down and the earth should crumble? And you didn't learn from this? Elo V'Tifachet Tomid Kol Hayoyim. Your problem is that you don't trust me, you're always afraid. So we see that Chazal bring psukim to prove that Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu deserve to be criticized for their fear, and so too throughout the times of the Nevi'im, Am Yisrael is being criticized for not trusting in Hashem, for not having me talking in Hashem, for being afraid. They really were worthy of being wiped out, because they didn't trust in Hashem, and they were relying, they were going back and correcting, saying, oh, why should we trust in God? Yaakov didn't trust in God, and because of this, they could have been all wiped out. They were supposed to trust in Hashem, and they didn't. They made a whole lumdus, and the lumdus was, Im Yaakov Avinu Lo Batach. If Yaakov didn't have bitachon, he was afraid. The kavu chaimer shana loy niftas. Of course, we should. We also don't have to be. We also don't have to trust that everything's going to be good. We also are afraid. Is it kavu chaimer chazak? L'chayr, it's a good kavu chaimer. Shall Yisrael shabayis adar unanimous dosh tzurig l'ras? That's a rush. In other words, the Jewish people of that generation, taku, were unworthy. They weren't so worthy. They sinned. Why? They were eating from the suda of Achashverosh. They were living like goyim, and They had every reason to be nervous like Yaakov, and Yaakov was worried that he sinned and he would no longer be worthy of Hashem's promises. So why shouldn't they be worried that we sinned and we're no longer worthy? They certainly should have been worried that they sinned. They did, and as a result of that, they would not be able to. They cannot rely on Hashem's promise or anything. And not only that, but Hashem never told me everything's going to be fine. They never heard from God that it's going to be fine. The only precedent they could find is Yaakov was afraid, and Yovri Kani Emel Banan. Yaakov was afraid, Esau is going to come and wipe us all out. So the Jews in Shushan were afraid that Ham is going to wipe us all out. And the only precedent they had was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was worried that maybe he sinned and he was no longer worthy of Hashem's promise. We never even heard a direct promise. Why shouldn't we be worried that God's going to retract or not watch us, even though he never promised us? Why shouldn't we be worried? We have more reason to worry. It's a Kal V'Chaimer. Yaakov Taka was a tzaddik and he didn't sin. But God told him, "Befeirush, I'm going to watch out. I'm going to take care of you." Still, he was afraid and he didn't trust. How much more so us in Shushan? That we took part in the Sud of Achashverosh, and there were other sins that they were doing. Not only that, God never told us that everything's okay, that we're not going to get killed. Ain't no love talk. Therefore, what's to be talking? What can I be talking? Da'af she'es shvua, sha'am yisol kula le'ikola. And even though, okay, God made a promise that the Jewish people will never be entirely destroyed. Hinei lo ha'yisol ha'mishvua she'rubam le'yamusa b'kili yisol ha'mishvua. So, okay, so God's going to leave over a minion. He'll leave over a mezumen. That doesn't make us feel any better. So he promised that the entire Jewish people would not be destroyed. There'll always be Jews left in the world. Okay, but he's going to kill in 127 provinces. There are millions of Jews that are going to get killed. So he'll leave behind. He also had the Pope's Jews. In other words, the Vatican had the hiding Jews, the Pope's Jews, that there have to be some Jews that remain to see the fulfillment of the second coming of the Lord. So even there was an Indian that even Hitler, Yamach Shemo, understood that you have to have a couple of Jews left, you know, a couple of Jews left in the world. So that's reassuring. That doesn't feel too good. And the Jewish people in Shushan are very much criticized. And the Medrash says, this is what almost brought you to utter destruction. Your lack of bitachon. You had this limud, because you had a limud, you learned the Indian of Yaakov Avinu, because of that, b'seder, I'm not going to destroy you, had such a limud. The pashtus is that Yaakov also should have trusted in God. And we see that's the pshat in the Medrash. That even though he was promised, he was afraid. That wasn't good. That he was not besaid, that he didn't trust. He was such a big tzaddik, so they let Yaakov Avinu go. But they were worried that we're not tzaddikim in Shushan, so maybe we're not going to get away with it. So this protected them. Hashem said, okay, it was a good piece of land. This, okay, it was a good kal v'chaim. So I'm not going to kill you. So they understood that in the schus of Yaakov they weren't killed. But the pshat of the medrash is that both Yaakov should have trusted and they should have trusted. And in the first medrash we learned, not only was it okay, the Chazal say, Zudarkin Shachasidim, that even though God makes a promise to them, they're still always worried that they're not going to be worthy. Zudarkin Shachasidim. And now we're learning from these medrashim, that's not only it's not Darkin Shachasidim, but Am Yisrael was almost killed, and it was not right for Yaakov, just because he was a tzaddik, Hashem let him go. But assume it's not the right need, there wasn't bitachon. He should not have been afraid, he should have had bitachon. Okay, so we're going to have Mishnah next week. We'll begin the fourth question, and then we're going to begin to look at the whole sugya of Bitochen and Ishtadlus, which is going to give us a whole new way of understanding the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu and Esav. And don't worry, next parasha Esav is around too. Even though his parasha seems dead now, Esav's still around next week. I mean, Halavai shouldn't be, but it looks like he's still around. So we'll continue next week.